Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We're talking about the importance of money and wealth, and we are reminding ourselves that our religion, Islam, in it being so in line with our nature, so accommodating to our instinct, so much facilitating for what we want as human beings, we understand that if God has given us all of these wealth and all of these pleasures in this world, then why aren't we using it? Why is it being condemned? The answer is no. Islam as a religion does not condemn you buying things or living comfortably or going after money and wealth and things like that. Absolutely not. Bilaks, it's rather the opposite. We really, really need, as a Muslim community, we really need rich people. We really need individuals who are able themselves to not only prove how successful a religious Muslim can be, but also at the same time, how Islam can be honored by it being self-sufficient, by it being financially supported. So that's why when you look at these ahadith, when it comes to wasting, when it comes to losing, when it comes to being careless and negligent about your money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you in return. Whoever wastes and squanders their money, zalat anhu al-ni'mah, the blessings will be removed from them. Imam al-Kadhim salamullahi alayhi. We've spoken before about gambling as well, and this is also a very good example of how bad gambling is, and that with whatever you receive in gambling, there's no ni'mah in it, there's no blessing in it, so it's just going to go, clearly all going to go to waste. That's why you need to remember that you shouldn't squander your money, you shouldn't waste your money, you shouldn't have that level of tughyan, of tyranny, financial tyranny, that you feel so, you know, luxurious about what you have, and you feel that you're so powerful that no one can touch you, but then all of a sudden you realize that not only is there no ni'mah, there's no blessings, there's no barakah around you, but you're also going to lose all of your money. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is all here the other side of jam'ul mal. Because as we've mentioned, when it comes to accumulating money, as long as you're doing all of your wajibat, as long as you are, you know, making sure that you are doing ihsan, kama ahsanallahu ilayk. The Holy Prophet, he says, hilaku nisa ummati fil ahmarain. The perishing of the women of my ummah. So women of my ummah will be perished in the two reds. What are these two reds? Two things. Al-dhahab wal-thiyab. Gold and clothes. What kind of clothes? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, al-thiyab al-riqaq. Tight clothes. Wahilaku rijali ummati. And the perishing of the men of my ummah, fi tark al-ilm, in abandoning knowledge, in not pursuing knowledge, wa jam'u al-mal, and in the collecting, in the gathering, in the accumulating of money.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سالی حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم سواب داره. دعا هم داره، سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets.
And eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, Al-fitanu thalath, that there are three forms of seditions. And one of them is hubbu dinari wal dirham. وَهُوَ سَهْمُ الشَّيْطَانِ Loving dinar and dirham, and that is the arrow of shaytan. Dinar, dinu, nar, the religion of fire. Dirham, daru, ham. Dar, house, ham, grief. The house of sorrow and grief. And so if you don't do what it is that you need to as far as money and wealth and things like that, it's going to become a burden onto you. And that's why the hadith says, اعلموا أن كثرة المال مفسدة للدين ومقسات للقلوب. It will not only corrupt your religion, but it also harden your heart. So yes, we need to pursue money. We need to find out ways of gathering money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like a lazy person, doesn't like a person who's always financially depending on others. No, that's not what God wants. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, مَنْ وَجَدَ مَاءً وَتُرَابًا ثُمَّ افْتَقَرَ فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ Whoever has found soil and water and still poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance them. What else do you want? You've got soil, you've got water, you can plant things, you can do this, you can cultivate, etc., etc., etc. What you need to at least be able to move and start something and have plans, become an entrepreneur if you want to, on a minimal scale at least, but at least you're doing something. As Khuda Barakat, as To Harakat, God, from God is the blessings, and from you is the movement. You have to move, you have to do something, and pursue a worldly life in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to facilitate for you. And that's why Astaslih is something that he has been continuously mentioned in the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, as far as pursuing an income, pursuing money, a job. And also Imam Sajjad has a very interesting hadith where he says, استثمار المال تمام المروءة, that the greatest form of chivalry is استثمار المال, is investing in your money. There's a lot more that can be said, but we'll just leave it at here. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time. in time.